Glory to God. I used to try to, I thought I was humbling myself when I said, I don't desire to be rich. But I do. I do desire to be rich. Because the more I got, the more I can give. The more I can be a blessing to someone else. Galatians, one translation says it like this. He said, I am blessed to be a blessing. You know, even Psalm 23 said that my cup overflowed. Hallelujah. When it overflowed, guess what? Something underneath had to catch that. Something got to catch that overflow. You don't just let it go to waste. Something's got to catch that overflow. Glory to God. And that's what we ought to do as Christians. Be that light. So when we do overflow, the one that's beneath us, guess what? We can pull them up. Help them up. We can have heaven on earth. Jesus said it. He said it. We can have it. Matter of fact, I got it. Hallelujah. I got it. I got peace. I got joy. I'm learning in my walk with Christ. If I don't know what to say, if I try not to say the wrong thing, I just don't say nothing at all. I get in a cocoon. I just don't say nothing at all because I'm learning. I'm growing. I'm maturing. My mouth done got me in trouble so many times by saying the wrong thing. Done hindered me and held me back. It didn't say God promises or what? Yes, and in him, amen. That blessing is still mine, but it's being held on to in the spirit realm because I don't know how to say the right word to make it let go so that I can attain it. We're talking about salvation, being a light, going out, preaching this gospel, sharing the good news. Woo, glory to God. Glory to God. You know, he said, Mark, I'm still in Mark Gospel chapter 16. And he said, and he told them, go into all the world, preach the good news to everyone. And anyone, we've established this truth, anyone is who? Anyone. You know, you look in Acts chapter 10, we know the story, we don't have to turn there, but we know the story about Cornelius and Peter. How Peter was dealing with a thing of prejudice, you know, between the Hebrew and the Gentile. He get around the Gentile act one way, then he get around the Israelite Hebrew, and then he act a different way. And Paul called him out on that. But also, Lord dealt with it hard about that. Because, see, what we got to understand is, it ain't a black church, it ain't a white church. It's a church. And who is the church? We are the church. We are the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. The church is right here. We are the church. We got to get away from this black church, white church. We got to get away from that. We all are different, true enough. But there's one God, one faith, one baptism, one Lord, God of all, Father of all. We all serve the same God. And God is a spirit. See, what you see on the outside, this is just a shell right here. But the real Tim is on the inside. See, when I read in my Bible in Genesis, he's talking about Adam. He said, Adam didn't become a living being until God did what? Breathe into him his spirit. That's when Adam could do something. But until then, Adam was just nothing. So what you see here is just the outer shell. But what's on the inside is way better. Because that's where the spirit of the Lord dwells. On the inside of me. That's what's sending me forth to go and share the good news, the gospel. So that they can have what we're experiencing. This Jesus we're talking about. Him crucified. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 10, you know, we're talking about the story of Cornelius and Peter. And Cornelius was talked to by an angel. And the angel told him, send for Peter. Said, he'll come. Send for Peter. I'm putting him on paraphrasing for time's sake. He said, send for Peter. So Peter was dreaming. So when Peter woke up from his vision, Bible said Peter was sitting there on the rooftop. He was trying to figure out what that vision meant. And then all of a sudden, an angel appeared to him and said, three men are down there waiting on you. Go with them. Trouble yourself not. You just go with them. And then it goes on to say when they got to Cornelius' house, You know, the Bible told us in the first beginning, told us how Cornelius was, say he was a devout man. Always giving on, always praying to God. But he wasn't saved. But he had heard about this Jesus. And he wanted to get more in depth about this Jesus. And see, Peter already knew what Jesus had gave the command to do. Go ye. Go ye. So Peter dropped everything he did. Because they said Peter was on the rooftop. He was waiting on them to fix a meal. So he was hungry. But instead of Peter saying, you know what? Let me eat first and then I'm going to come with you because I'm about to starve right here. He pushed away. He said, no, I got to go because I got something that they need. They calling for me. How many of us can do that? Praise God. Don't raise your hand. But Peter had something that they needed. So guess what he done? He went. And not only did Cornelius just have himself and his servant there, but the Bible said he had his whole household. He had all his relatives. I mean, he had his cousin Bobo, his cousin Shay Shay. He had all of them. And not only that, then it said, let's see right here. I think he said he had all all right, computer, come on here. Let me just say it like this. Cornelius had a house full. He had a house full. He wanted them to know about this Jesus too. And the Bible said they all got saved. And not only did they get saved, they got filled with the Holy Ghost. And they all began to speak in tongues at that same hour. The whole house. Could you imagine? Whoo, glory to God. Peter done some kind of talking. But you know what? It wasn't that he was hollering or he was shouting anything. He spoke truth. It brought revelation. Something on the inside of them agreed with what Peter said. So they had to say, Jesus is Lord. I make you Lord of my life. Glory to God. Glory to God. And then, all right, get away from up there. I don't need that. Praise God. Sometimes you got to talk to these things. They're not so smart. It's only smart as I am. I tell it what to do. Amen. 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 Let's look at Acts Gospel. Acts Gospel. The book of Acts. I'm sorry. That's funny way to turn around. Yeah.